7:51, please.
Amend regulation of lobbying entities and city officials to improve administration, clarify requirements, and auditor duties.
Okay, second reading, roll call. Go ahead, please.
Fish.
Mayor and colleagues, I'm very pleased that we're now at this point where we are poised to vote on the package of reforms before us. And I want to say a few things. First, I want to thank and acknowledge the work of Auditor Mary Hull Caballero, Elections Officer Deborah Scroggin, and Ombudsman, although I keep hearing my dad's voice, Ombudsperson, Margie Solinger, for their tireless work to open up City Hall and to strengthen public trust in government. And I want to acknowledge in particular three significant reforms that have been adopted in the past year. The auditor and the ombudsman made it easier for citizens to fight City Hall by eliminating arbitrary fees that often prevented people from getting a hearing on their claims. The auditor and the election officer worked with council to require political consultants to register and disclose their activities. Portland is now the second city in the nation to shine a light on the influential work of consultants. And today, we are poised to adopt a package of common sense reforms developed by the auditor and the elections officer to strengthen transparency and to close the revolving door loophole. The hard work of reform is never finished, but thanks to the work of the auditor, the elections officer, and the ombudsman, and this council, we are poised to make progress. Aye.
Aye.
Novick?
I appreciate all the work that went into this. One thing I think is particularly important is raising the penalty for violations from $500 to a maximum, to potentially $3,000, because rules are not meaningful unless there's meaningful enforcement. So I appreciate that in particular. Aye.
Fritz.
I very much appreciate Commissioner Fish and Auditor Hull Caballero for your excellent work on this and sensible things that will help the public know what we're doing. Aye.
Fails.
Aye. Okay. Let's